This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is set to announce strict new testing, masking, and distancing requirements for federal employees who cannot or will not show they have been vaccinated against the coronavirus. The president hopes to boost sluggish vaccine rates among the millions of Americans who draw federal paychecks and to set an example for employers around the country. Biden's move for the federal government, by far the nation's largest employer, comes in the face of surging coronavirus rates driven by pockets of vaccine resistance and the more infectious Delta variant. The city of Washington, D.C. will require masks indoors for everyone older than 2 years old beginning Saturday because of an increase in coronavirus infections. Mayor Muriel Bowser made the announcement Thursday at a news conference.
Beginning this Saturday at 5 a.m., I will issue by mayor's order the directive that people over the age of two must wear a mask indoors regardless of their vaccination status.
The mayor said that in the month of July, the city has seen a fivefold increase in the daily case rate. People may remove masks while eating or drinking inside restaurants, but otherwise will be required to wear them. Outdoor venues such as parks and sports stadiums are exempt from the order, but health officials are recommending people wear masks when attending large events. The Biden administration announced Thursday it would allow a nationwide ban on evictions to expire Saturday, arguing that its hands are tied after the Supreme Court signaled it would only be extended until the end of the month. The moratorium was put in place last September by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.